You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Now for another story with a big price tag. I believe you know by now that Americans have a lot of student loan debt. And many people are paying down that debt with something called an income-based repayment plan. That's where your payments are based on, yes, your income, and you pay a percentage of that income every month. And then if, after 20 to 25 years, you haven't paid off those loans, the government will toss what remains of your IOU into the trash. But so how much is that going to cost the government, as in taxpayers? The Congressional Budget Office put out a report answering that very question yesterday. And the number is around $207 billion over the next decade. Wow. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
It might sound like the government's issuing a get-out-of-jail-free card for all student borrowers. But Justin Drager at the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators says graduate students stand to benefit the most.
There are less subsidies, less grants available for graduate students, and there are more high-cost programs for graduate students.
The CBO report says grad students on income-based repayment plans owe $92,000 on average, five times what an undergraduate on the same plan owes. And over the last decade, the percentage of grad students participating in the program has grown sixfold. Drager says while the program was meant to be a safety net for students,
if more students are needing this safety net, then it should be a warning signal that we have distress in the student loan market.
Part of the issue is that a lot of graduate programs don't lead to high-earning jobs, says Antoinette Flores at the Center for American Progress.
You have people like social workers and teachers who may already have undergraduate debt, and they are going into a field where the earnings are relatively low.
Borrowers on income-based repayment plans typically pay off their loans using 10 to 15% of their discretionary income each month. That's often barely enough to make a dent in what they owe, says Jason Delisle at the American Enterprise Institute.
The payments are very low relative to what people are borrowing and relative to the term before they would have the debt forgiven.
The CBO estimates that by the end of the decade, 81% of the government's $200 billion in student loan forgiveness will go to graduate students. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.